Video: husband of pedophile teacher makes sick excuses to victim's father, she's done so much for so many students. By Olivia Rondo on December 28, 2024. Disturbing footage and audio in a recently released internet documentary on disgraced ex-teacher and convicted child predator Brittany Zamora has revealed the shocking excuses made by her husband to the father of the victim, who labeled his son's groomer a effing monster. Zamora, who was 27 when she was arrested in 2018 for sexually abusing her 13-year-old student, was confronted over the phone by the boy's father the night before she was charged. Video obtained by UU Bodycam revealed. The Arizona woman was employed as a sixth-grade teacher at Las Brisas Academy Elementary School in Goodyear, Arizona, when she met her victim and began flirting with him through a classroom app. The inappropriate relationship escalated to Zamora sending nude photos of herself and performing sex acts on the student at school between February 1 and March 8 of that year, while having another student serve as a lookout. After the boy's stepmother found suspicious messages on his phone, the boy's father, identified as John Bayou, recorded a phone call with the teacher on March 21, 2018. "What type of effing perverted person are you? I want to know right now," John said. "You are a effing monster. You are a pedophile. You are a child molester, do you understand me?" Zamora initially played dumb, asking, why do you say that?" John scoffed, replying, "Oh bitch, see I'm a lot smarter than you. I got you. The next time you'll hear from me will be in court. I am coming for you," the enraged dad added. In an attempt to sweep the situation under the rug, Zamora asked if they could meet to talk about this to settle outside of court. John immediately declined, saying Zamora would only do the same thing to some other kid. Zamora then asked John if he would talk to her husband, to which he said, "I'm more than happy to talk to that dumb mother effer too." What Daniel Zamora had to say about his groomer wife was unsettling. "Think about, I mean, God preaches forgiveness, man," he said. "Yeah, I'm going to preach forgiveness when I put my hands around your throat, mother effer," John yelled as Daniel Zamora continued pleading. Continuing to call Brittany a monster and her husband a mother effer, the angry father said there is not enough money they could possibly offer him to settle the situation outside of court. "She had another 13-year-old in there watching the whole thing," John said, referring to the other student who was made to act as a lookout during the teacher's sexual encounters with his son. "She's a effing monster." Daniel Zamora tried to smooth the situation over and attempted to relate to the yelling father. "Man, look, this whole situation is crazy. I've never heard of anything like this in my entire life," the teacher's husband said. "I'm sure, as a parent, you gotta be livid, pissed, downright hurt. You trusted the system. And honestly, this sucks as a husband. As a husband, I am distraught, let down, and I understand. And I'm sure, as a husband, you know what this would do to you. It's the worst for me. I'm pretty much throwing up. She has confided in me and told me just now all the truth and, man, I'm shaking," Daniel continued. John then requested for Daniel Zamora to share what his wife said to him, demanding he grab some nuts and talk to him like a man. According to Daniel Zamora, it was more of just messaging. "Oh, so she didn't tell you everything then," John said. "Oh man." The teacher's husband then launched into a tirade that shocked viewers, defending his wife as a great teacher who deserves another chance. "So what I'm asking you, if you could possibly, I mean, Brittany has been a great teacher for a long time, 5 years. She's done so much for so many students and raised so many people's lives from the ghetto. She's been to parents' homes and talked to students. She's really done a tutoring program. She's done so much, and she's made a huge mistake. The biggest mistake that anyone could ever make. But she got invested in a very, very, very bright, smart, and great student, honestly, and a great person, and that probably comes from you all." John cut him off, saying, "Your wife decided to be a monster and prey on a child. She scarred my son mentally." The victim's father even warned Daniel to not get himself involved in the impending legal battle that would come to the Zamoras for Brittany's crimes. "Man, that's not what a real man would do," the husband said, indicating that he would stick by his wife. Brittany Zamora, now 33, was arrested and fired from the school that week, and pleaded guilty to sexual assault charges in July 2019, Breitbart News reported. She has now served over 5 years of her 20-year prison sentence. Her victim's parents also sued Daniel Zamora for trying to get them to not report the child sex crimes, which ended in a settlement for an undisclosed amount, according to the Arizona Republic. Despite the lengths he went to try and keep his wife from being charged, Daniel was served with divorce papers from prison in 2020, the outlet reported. The victim's family also filed a civil lawsuit against the Liberty Elementary School District, claiming that school officials did not do enough to prevent the boy's teacher from molesting him.